Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Betty.
And yeah, it's been a stressful week. How have you been?
So I think sometimes job is very stressful. Mm-hmm. And of course, today we're going to talk a little bit about life attitude. And this is for our first translation task. Mm-hmm. So I have some question for you here. So what's the most frustrating thing about work right now?
I think for me, it's just, I feel like I never have enough time. I feel like I have so many things to do, but so little time. And, and I just feel like it never ends.
Do you kind of pace yourself or adjust yourself to a different schedule after a while, or you've been busy for?
I try, but then sometimes it's something uncontrollable, right? If you're busy, you're busy, and then you have to just kind of deal with it. Right. I think that's just life. So
right.
That's
sometimes
just what happens. Right?
Yeah. And so when you feel frustrated, do you complain?
Sometimes for me, like if I vent a little bit and if I share my feelings a little bit, or if I talk about it, I usually feel better. But I try not to complain too much because I don't want to be so negative all the time. And I don't want my friends to think, oh, all she talks about is work. So I try right. not to talk too much unless it really, really, really bothers me. Then I think about, okay, how do I solve this problem?
Right. I also complain. I try not to complain too much because you get aware of all the negative effects complaining could have on your life. So you kind of stop complaining that much. I also feel that for people who complain, probably we fall into this trap of never thinking about ways to kind of improve our lives.
Yeah.
So yeah, I try not to complain. And I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think being grateful helps us feel less frustrated and overall happier with our lives?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like instead of focusing on the negative and instead of thinking, oh, these are the things I don't have, I think, again, it's like that negative energy. If you're very, very negative, you bring all this negative energy to you. But if you're very thankful, and if you're very happy and positive, you think about all the blessings you have instead, and you're like, oh, actually, I'm very fortunate to be busy because it means I have a job, right? Things like that. So definitely, I think learning to let go and being thankful makes you happier.
Yeah, and I what think, do you think being grateful helps you live in the moment. Like mm-hmm. you are aware of how many wonderful things you have in life. So it helps you to actually living in the moment instead of thinking about things in the future or things that have passed and you have no power to change. So I think being grateful is very important. And I also feel that sometimes people on the internet, they kind of encourage you to write like a diary about things that you feel grateful for the day, at the end of the day. I think it also helps a lot.
Yeah, like a gratitude journal or something.
Right.
I think that's what people are trying to encourage us to do now on social media. So
yeah.
So as we're talking about being grateful, it means that we have a sentence to translate, right?
Right. Actually, we have a set, right,
yeah,
about being
sentences.
Grateful. So let me give you the first sentence. 我们来看一下第一个 句子哦，第一组的第一个句子，他说培养感恩的态度可能是改善我们心灵及身体健康最简单的方法之一。那同学呢，我们来看一下这个文句要怎么分析哦。首先呢，主词动词要先把它找出来。这个地方呢，比较难的是培养感恩的态度，这个感觉它好像是一个主词嘛，对不对？然后是 最简单的方法之一，这个是它是动词，方法之一呢，很明显它在补充，它是什么东西？但是你看哦，是什么什么方法之一，它中间还有一坨很长的字，改善我们心灵及身体健康。那这个我们应该怎么样把它扣在原本的这个句子上呢？同学可以想一下，那你也可以先把它写成培养感恩的态度是最简单的方法之一，然后再想一下怎么把很复杂的东西粘上去哦，因为这个是一个针对现在状况的描述，所以我们用
Okay, so in English, we can say cultivating an attitude of gratitude may be one of the easiest ways to improve our mental and physical health.
That's very well said.
Yeah.
And let's take a look at some phrases or words or grammar structures.
Some pointers. Why do we use this? Well, first of all, let's take a look at the word cultivating. Cultivating means like the act of nurturing, developing, or preparing something. And it's usually for agriculture, but here you can also use it to talk about like developing an attitude of gratitude. You can use that as well. Mm-hmm. Here, why do we use cultivate plus an ing? This is something in English called a gerund, is when you use a verb plus ing and we use them as like nouns. So you can use them as subjects basically. So for example, something mm-hmm. like swimming is fun or running is one of my favorite hobbies. Those are examples of gerunds.
没错，同学要注意一下哈，这里的话呢，那个 cultivate 首先呢，这个字蛮不好记的，同学可能要把它记起来，就是培养，嗯，培养的意思哦。那这个地方的话，那个 cultivate 它加了 ing， 因为就像我们刚才讲的，它现在是一个名词，所以说如果呢动词放在名词的位置上当主词的时候，你要把它加 ing， 就是变成 cultivating。那当然它是一组的、哦、，cultivating an attitude of gratitude， 这个是一组的。All right， so this is the subject.
Yeah, and instead of cultivating, if this is a hard word to remember, you can go very simple and just say developing or nurturing, fostering, promoting, improving, and growing. For example, developing an attitude of gratitude may be one of the easiest ways to improve our mental and physical health. So this sounds fine as well.
对、yeah. 可能 develop 同学比较熟哦、跟 foster 应该都还蛮常见的、哦、所以你可以选一下哪一个、你比较熟悉哦，你可以用哪个字、
Yeah. And then we also see like may...to do something. So may plus a verb. So, there are many meanings to this. May plus verb. So one is to show possibility, right? It can be used to talk about something that could possibly happen in the future. So we use the sentence pattern may plus have plus a verb in the PB form. So for example, we can say Penelope may come over at around 2 p.m. So I prepared extra snacks in case.
没错，那这个 may 呢，它有很多用法。我们在这边呢，表达可能性嘛，因为我们说可能是什么什么之一嘛。那这个是它很常见的用法。May 后面可以加两种动词哦。第一个是加动词原形。那如果你要表达对过去的推测的话，你后面可以 may， 然后加 have， 然后加 VPP， 这是表达对过去的推测。那所以同学可以把第一个把它记起来，表达可。那第二个呢、还有别的用法
Yeah, it means to ask or show permission. So a lot of people get this wrong. We don't say, can I go to the restroom? Okay, yes, you can. You can physically do that. We usually have to say, may I go to the restroom? So it's to ask if you can do something, to have permission to do something.
对，因为比如说像是，诶，我可不可以去厕所一下？那你是在问他许可嘛？跟你的能力没有关系。可能你本来就可以去走到厕所嘛，对不对？那所以用 may 的话呢，比较像是在询问许可。这个也是问句很常见的形式哦，比较礼貌。May I 怎么怎么样？通常会用这两个字一起开头。那还有吗
？Yeah, another one is to make a wish or show blessings, like May you have a very happy birthday, or May you have a very merry Christmas. For example, it's just to bless someone to say, okay, I hope you have a good day, something like that.
没错，这个 May 后面呢 ，May you 的话就是表达祝福啦，哈，就是祝福你今年的生日非常。非常的快乐、哦、那通常都是 may you 这里就不会 may I 大部分的时候然后就表达祝福这样好那另外要提醒同学我们刚才有讲啊这个最简单的方法之一前面不是有一大坨嘛对不对那最简单的方法呢是之一是 one of the easiest ways 因为它是之一所以说呢你要用 one of 那 ways 记得加 s 哦，因为它有好多个方法那 way 的话后面呢通常呢会接 to 加动词原形所以你可以把你刚刚还没有来得及写上去的 to improve our mental and physical health 把它补在 ways 的后面那这样子希望解释完同学比较会造句咯我们还有另外一句哦那这个就讲到说感激我们所拥有的东西而不是抱怨那一些我们没有的是很重要的这个也是一个很长的句子哦因为呢它的主词非常长感激我们所拥有的而不是抱怨那些我们没有的它是一大块这个主词然后动词是很重要的呢来说明前面那个事情的特性哦，它是补语这样子所以同学你要想一下如果我今天现在主词超级超级无敌长的你要怎么造句它才会比较好造然后别人比较能够听得懂呢那提醒同学哦，这个当然也是对现在事实意见的描述所以我们用现在简单式就可以了 Alright Tiffany can you help us with this?
Yes okay so in English we can say it's important to appreciate the things we have rather than complain about those we don't. Okay. So we kind of mentioned this earlier about like, you know, being thankful is, or showing gratitude, helps with your emotions. I believe this is something called the gratitude theory or science of gratitude. And research suggests that gratitude is not merely a reactive emotion to kindness, but a proactive mindset and habit that can rewire your brain. And it helps you kind of become more resilient. It helps you, you know, strengthen your social bonds, and it makes you just feel happier and lighter in general. So we kind of talked about this. So do you agree with this theory?
It's quite interesting because I'm actually reading a book on this topic recently. Wow. Yeah. So I do feel that gratitude is very important. And I guess when you feel gratitude, you're training your brain, your mind to focus on the positives, because sometimes I feel that we are too worried about what we don't have, what we can't fix, what we don't know, uncertainties. And if you kind of have this kind of gratitude in life, I also feel that it helps your relationship with other people because you're less nervous about things and you get to enjoy your time spend with them more as well. Yeah, so I do. And how about you?
I definitely agree, because I also know, I know someone who is like very negative and they complain a lot, and then you kind of feel like, oh, I don't want to spend time with that person because they're full of, you know, complaints. And but if you are with people who are happy and are thankful for things, that kind of relationship with them is so much lighter and you feel more at peace as well. So I think it really is all related. And if you also have a, you know, happy heart and a thankful heart, I think you just let things go a lot easier and you just kind of appreciate
your vibe, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're positive, you attract good things in
life. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mentioned the word appreciate. We know what this means. It means to recognize how good something or someone is and to value them or it. So you can appreciate something. You can also thank somebody for something. You can be thankful or grateful to somebody for doing something. Okay. So here, I'll give you a few examples. We can say Jen appreciates her friend's support. Or you can say Jen wants to thank her best friend for her support, right? To thank somebody for something. You can also be thankful to somebody or for something. So here I'm going to use a person. Again, Jen is thankful to her best friend for being there for her.
没错，那感谢其实 appreciate 是一个动词， thank 也是动词， thankful 是形容词，所以你在用不同的词性的时候，那个句子的句构会有一点点不一样哦。用形容词的时候你要补 be 动词出来，然后同学记得哦，你在感谢某人的时候，如果你是用 thankful 或 thank， 基本上啊，你后面都会加 for something，你后面都会加因为什么事情你很感激他。就同学如果要加事情的话，记得那个介系词是 for。 And we have a difficult grammar point here.
Yeah, we have rather than. Okay, it means you like something more than or instead of something. So it's just to show a preference for one thing over another. Okay, so but remember, when you're showing comparison for that, you need to keep it as, for example, noun and noun or verb and verb. For example, we can say the children would have cookies rather than fruits, right? Cookies and fruits are nouns. If you want to use verb, make sure that they're both verbs. So, for example, Olivia would prefer to go out shopping rather than shop online. Both are verbs.
没错，那这个地方哦 ，rather than 它比较难一点点哦，它就是而不是的意思嘛。同学可能会想到啊，我可以用 instead of， 它也是而不是。rather than 同学可以把它想象它是一个对等连接词哦，就是前后要加一样的东西。所以呢，如果说我们前面呢加了一个动词原形，那后面那个 rather than 呢，它通常也会加动词原形啦。那 instead of 的话，因为它那个 of 是介系词，所以那个 of 后面一定要加 ing， 所以它是不一样的。像我们这句话就是 ，It's important to appreciate the things we have， 我们这边用 appreciate 这个动词原形，对不对？所以 rather than 它后面就会接 complain about those we don't， 所以这个就会接 complain， 它是原形的。可是我们也可以改成 instead of， 它可以变成 appreciate the things we have instead of 后面加 ing complaining about those we don't. 好，那这里我要再提醒同学一下，就是我刚才有跟大家说，哦，这个那个主词很长啊，怎么办，对不对？感激我们所拥有的，而不是抱怨那些我们没有的。英文在这种主词很长的情况下呢，你可以用一个虚主词 it， 先把这个虚主词讲出来，先讲 it's important， 先把你的评价写出来，重要的。那重要的到底是什么事呢？没关系，我们后面用 to 这个方式把它补回来。所以同学记得，主词很长，然后你后面有形容词的时候，你可以先用 it， 然后先把形容词加上来，然后再接 to 怎么怎么样。All right.
Okay, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Alright, so welcome back. And here we have the second set, of translation sentences here. Alright, so, 我要开始咯，齁。那我们今天前面有点难哦，那我们来看一下，这个也蛮难的。由于服装业很竞争，许多制造商会做他们所能的任何事来让成本保持尽量低。哦，怎么那么难？由于服装业很竞争，我们可以先把由于你会怎么写呢？服装业很竞争，先把它写出来，齁。因为由于，哦，你可以这样想哦。那后面这一句话呢，它应该要跟前面这个连在一起，因为它们算是两个不同的子句，所以由于它是一个连接词，你要有个连接词放在前面哦。然后在后面这个地方，许多制造商，这个是下一个子句的主词，就是很多制造商，然后呢会做他们所能的任何事情，应该就是这个会是主要的动词，然后来让成本保持尽量低，来，那个来就表达个目的，所以你可以想一下怎么样在英文里面表达目的，然后把后面这个东西接上去。Alright, Tiffany, we'll need your help once more.
No problem. Okay, we're talking about clothing. So a better word for clothing is this. Listen to it. We can say, since the garment industry is competitive, many manufacturers will do whatever they can to keep their costs as low as possible.
It's actually a very long and complex sentence.
Chinese and English is not easy to translate, right? Okay, but it's okay. We'll break it down and then I'll probably make it easier for you to understand. We used manufacturers to do whatever they can do to keep their costs as low as possible. Whatever here can be used like as a relative pronoun. For example, whoever, whomever, who's ever, whichever. Okay, it connects a dependent clause to a noun or pronoun providing more information about it. So, whatever just means anything. So you can switch whatever to things like anything, that, or no matter what. So for example, you can say many manufacturers will do anything that they can do to keep their costs as low as possible. Or you can say this, I bought all of these snacks to share, so help yourself to whatever you like. And you can change that whatever to anything that you like, for example.
没错，所以有点复杂，对不对？ Whatever 就是无论什么啦，我们这边有讲到就是说他们可以做任何事情，所以是 do whatever they can， 这个 whatever 就是不管什么事情哦，他们都愿意尝试这样子。那这个 whatever 的话呢，它通常啊，它叫我们，它的名字叫做复合冠带，这样就是它本身呢，它等于anything that，所以它有一个先行词 anything， 然后呢有一个冠带 that 加起来，所以它是复合冠带。那它跟 what 有什么不同哦？ what 它是有具体指涉的对象， whatever 没有，因为我们这边没有讲到就是他们会做任何事，那具体是什么事没有讲到，我们就用 whatever。 比如说如果你今天是有特定指涉对象， I believe what Selena said， 我相信 Selena 所说的，其实 Selena 讲过那个话了，然后我相信她说的，所以这个地方我们就用 what。 可是呢如果假设它是没有指涉任何内容的，他就说 I will do whatever Selena asks me to do， 无论 Selena 叫我做任何事情我都会去做。这个的话 Selena 还没有叫我做什么，所以这个东西还不知道是什么，但是我都会去做，这个就是 whatever、哦、一个有指涉对象，一个没有明确的指涉对象的。好，所以如果同学要分别的话，你可以用这个来分别。
Here's another example. We can also say whatever his parents say, he won't listen. And this whatever can be interchanged with no matter. So like no matter what his parents say, he won't listen.
哦，没错。那这里的话呢，其实 whatever 还有另外一个用法，就它可以用在副词子句。我们刚才是用在 另外一个子句嘛，我们有介绍到它是复合冠带嘛。那这边的话呢，它是副词子句跟概那个概念不一样哦。OK, 所以要把它分开来哦。因为这边的副词子句 whatever the no matter what, 它前后会加完整的子句哦。那你就把它想象成意思都还是一样，然后只是它的文法不太一样而已。就不管他的父母讲什么，他就是不听。嗯，那这个是他的另外一个用法，也是今天的补充。所以如果同学有一点搞不清楚的话，先把今天的把握好，然后 OK 了，我们再来处理它是副词子句的用法。我们还有一个还蛮难的东西，对不对 ？As low as possible.
As low as possible. So as something as possible means to do something to the highest degree or the limit or the speed that is achievable. So for example, we hear this quite often. Mr. Chen's assistant will reply to her as soon as possible, right? We hear as soon as possible quite often. So it's kind of the same meaning as that.
对，就是越怎么怎么样越好，中间可以放形容词或副词哦。陈先生的助理会尽快的回复他。那还有一个例句
，Yeah, we can say Lily wanted to finish her homework as fast as she could, so she could relax.
Lily 想尽快完成作业，这样她才能放松。那我们来看一下哈、哦，这个句子整体哦。我们刚才讲由于服装也很竞争，所以这由于我们用 since。那注意哦，它后面的这个子句要是完整的 ，The garment industry is competitive 哈、哦，它是完整的。那很多。会工厂会做 do whatever they can, 那后面有讲说有一个目的，对不对？那为什么要做 whatever they can 呢？哦，因为让成本保持尽量低，要表达目的来让什么时候，我们会用 to keep their costs as low as possible. 所以同学再读一下这句话的句构，如果可以的话，我们要进入到第二个句子了。好，第二个句子就是说令人伤心地，这往往导致发展中国家的受雇者在恶劣的环境下工作。 OK, 令人伤心底，它看起来有一个底，所以它应该是副词。那同学，令人伤心的副词是什么呢？这指的就是我们前面讲的那个情况哦。导致的话应该是动词，那你看哦，你导致后面要放很多字哦。发展中的国家的受雇者在恶劣的环境下工作，那导致的后面怎么把这一串放上去，我们就来请 Tiffany 帮我们解惑一下。
Okay, so in English, we can say, sadly, this often results in employees in developing countries working in terrible conditions. Okay, so first of all, we use sadly here, and we can use adverbs to modify an entire sentence, and we call these just sentence adverbs. For example, we can say, fortunately, I got the last ticket to my favorite band's show.
啊，很幸运的，幸好我买到了我最爱的乐团表演最后一张票。
Yeah, or you can say, luckily we got to see the stars at night.
啊，运气很好，我们看到了，我们在晚上看到了星星，所以用副词的方式修饰整个句子。
Yeah, but you can also change the sentence structure around to it is plus an adjective plus that, plus the subject and a verb. So for example, we can say, let's say our original sentence was, luckily we got to see the stars at night. We can change it around to, it was lucky that we saw stars at night.
没错，那这里又扣回到我们刚刚讲那个句子，有个虚主词的概念，对不对？先把 it,然后评价性的 lucky 先讲完，然后后面呢再把内容呢补回来哈、哦。所以说这个同学可以稍微的记得他怎么去替换。那导致这个哇，好常考哦。
We can say result in. Result in means to cause something to happen or to lead to a particular outcome. So you can use this instead. You can use instead of result in, you can use cause or bring about.Contribute to, lead to, or give rise to. For example, we can say the massive earthquake caused a number of buildings in the city to collapse.
这场强震导致城市中很多的建筑物倒塌了。
Or, for example, everyone's efforts contributed to the success of the party.
每个人的努力在派对的成功中呢，都起到了作用。那这里要提醒同学，刚才 Tiffany 有给我们很多的这个导致的动词片语，对不对？如果它是有 to 的，比如说 contribute to, lead to,give rise to, 它那个 to 呢都是介系词，所以后面都要加 ing.
And then here, we talked about, employees in developing countries. A developing country is a country with little industrial and economic activity, and people there generally have lower incomes, and the country is basically working very hard to become more stable or develop. Right. So, for example, countries like Egypt or Turkey or Bangladesh are considered developing countries. And if it's the opposite, like Japan or South Korea, Australia, or most European cities, we call those developed countries. And these countries are already industrialized. They have high standards of living. There's a really good economy there as well.
对，那这里的话呢，可能就注意一下，因为呢，我们一般讲 ing 跟 ed 的不同啊，就是说主动跟被动啊，对不对？形容词的概念的时候，那这里呢，同学们可以把它想成 ing 是进行中 ，ed 是已完成，所以 developing country 就是正在发展中的，所以就是开发中国家。那 developed country 就是我已经开发过了啊，所以是已开发国家，所以你可以去把这个 ed 跟 ing 的概念带进去。那我们来很快的看一下这句话，就是我们刚才有说 result in 呢，这个导致后面好长好长好长，它应该怎么放哦？那我们这边呢是先放受雇者 employees， 然后如果你要去修饰前面那个 employees 的话呢，我们可以用介系词加名词的方式，它在哪个国家呢？ In developing countries。 然后如果说你还想要再加上在恶劣的环境下工作，我们有的时候后面加的东西可以用介系词加名词，或者是用 ing 分词构句的方式， working in terrible conditions。所以你学到了两种在名词后面呢去修饰那个名词的做法，这样子。 Alright, and I think we have some question, final
yeah, like a little wrap up, I think, because we talked about earlier about having gratitude here.
Right.
We just want to talk about, after reading these sentences, what are your thoughts about making people's living conditions better in these countries?
I think it's actually a very difficult question to begin with. Right, and I think education always works in a lot of cases, because when people receive enough education, they have more opportunities to kind of actually change their lives for the better. So I think education is very important. What about you?
I think maybe just improving their working conditions, or maybe the structure of the building, making it more sanitary perhaps, or more workable, and to give people basic human rights, like
Although
don't overwork them.
Pretty difficult sometimes.
I know. It really has something to do with the country, and not something that, you know, we can say, oh, I want like 8 hours of work. That's really based on the country.
How we hold our moral ground.
More difficult problem to solve. But it's okay. We won't get into that. We are just going to look at some simple sentences.
But I'm glad we look at these wonderful sentences.
We learned a lot today, right?
Right.
Okay, so that is, unfortunately, though, all the time that we have for today. But we hope you guys enjoy the article, and we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.